Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 6th July, 2026. Welcome to the next broadcast. We are so glad you're with us, and I sincerely mean that. We're going to bring up a guest in a minute that is no stranger to the ministry now. As a matter of fact, she's no stranger to us at all in our little fellowship with our Bible studies and teachings. She does join us from time to time if she can. Her name is Diana Ketterman, and she's a, I will tell you now, she's a sweet lady. She's down to earth, and she don't mind if you pick on her a little bit. And so anyway, we get along real good as a family at the fellowship, and she's been a great addition to the family gathering over there. Hope she enjoys as much as we do. But anyway, welcome. Don't forget this weekend coming up, we're going to have another Bible study. This will be the last one until the 1st of August, the first Saturday in August. Everybody's scattering again. Things are happening. My son is holding that men's meeting in Western West Virginia. I wish y'all could come if at all possible and join us. It's going to be fantastic. Now, I have a guest on tomorrow night discussing this a whole lot deeper. We're going to have Alan Hahn on tomorrow night, who runs a school called the Iron Academy that is trying to teach young men, young Christian men, how to be real men and make a difference in society. Now, folks, we're sadly lacking for men. I know that isn't pleasant to say, and people don't want to hear it, but it's still the truth, like it or not. But anyway, if you want to come and join us at the seminar on July 6th, 17th, and 18th, you give us a call here at the office, and I'll get information to you, okay? Just call the office at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. And we'll get you connected. And I don't think Faith knows about this yet. She's answered the phone for us. Just tell her what it's all about, and she'll talk to me. We'll get it out to you. Okay, just leave your name and number with her, and I'll get it out to you. Now, so our guest tonight, Diana Ketterman, a lady that, in my mind, is one of the most educated people I know, what's happening in the world, who's behind it, and is not afraid to stand for the truth. And I mean this as a compliment. To see that in a lady a lot of times is rare. But she's not afraid of anything. She stands for the truth because she knows nothing's going to happen to her unless her father says so. And I admire her for that. But Diana Ketterman, are you there?
I'm here.
It is good to have you, and I do mean that.
Well, it's good to be back. Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, you know, as you heard me just tell everybody, we get together in Bible study once in a while. We always have a good time, don't we?
We do.
Yes, and we learn a lot. Oh, yeah, yes. And we get to fellowship, laugh a little bit, and share knowledge. And that's what it's all about. That's what church is supposed to be about. It's good to have prayer and singing and all that. But if you're not being educated in the church about the Word of God and what's going on in the world, the church is failing in its duty, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. But now we're going to cover different topics tonight, folks, and I'm going to start with one here I think we need to be very concerned about. I am not an alarmist. I never have went out and started screaming my head off saying the earth's going to end tomorrow and the world's going to end tomorrow and we're going to go to World War III tomorrow. I never said that. I said it's imminent. I believe it is. But I've never went into saying or setting dates. I don't believe in that. But one thing we're going to discuss very quickly here is what I think is imminent. We'll probably start seeing it later in the fall or winter. And it's going to be a worldwide famine. Now, I'm not making this up. I wish I were. But Michael Snyder, who's been on this broadcast several times, a great writer, had an article, the hottest 4th of July ever could set more than 300 new records, and the U.S. wheat harvest is expected to be the smallest in 150 years. It's supposed to be hot on the 4th of July, but it isn't supposed to be this hot. Temperatures will be 20 to 30 degrees above average in much of the eastern half of the country. And, folks, that's really a lot. The Godzilla El Nino has now begun and going to mean we'll experience unusually hot weather, epic storms, and severe droughts in key agriculture areas throughout the second half of the year. This will be the lowest wheat production since 1877. If you watch the weather at all, I mean it's hitting right on the money. Floods all over the Northeast, fires all over the West, and in between tornadoes and hurricane tornadoes and other storms coming through the Midwest. It's all happening in record temperatures everywhere. Now, if this is right and the harvest is slow, it's been 150 years, I want you to stop and think about that when it comes to population. We have more than doubled population in 150 years. What's that going to mean to average person? That ain't give anything you add to that.
It's happening. People are asleep and it's happening so fast. And it's not just the drought, not just the food. It's the electricity issues. It's the cutting of SNAP benefits to the people who need it. There's just all kinds of tentacles off of what you're just talking about.
Oh, yes. And another one here, an article, Colorado disaster. Now, folks, this is really sad. Ranchers forced to sell as the herd vanishes. As the four forces, unprecedented drought, shifting water rights, rising operational costs, and the disappearance of the American herd collide in Colorado River Basin, multi-generational ranchers are being forced to make an impossible choice, sell their legacy or watch it vanish. Now, these people have been ranching in Colorado since early 1800s. And produce some beef for the country, and they're losing it all because of the weather modification. And if you keep up with anything at all in the news, the Colorado River is really down. All the states that depend on it, and I think it's like I forget how many million people depend on the water of the Colorado River, is drying up. All the of the dams that feeds are actually dropping down by hundreds of feet. This is serious. And I'm not here to try to scare you, folks. I'm here to try to tell you, food not only is going to go up in price, it's going to get scarce. What do you think, right, Diana?
Absolutely. And not only food, electricity. I know JPM, Electrical Interconnection, on the Eastern United States, apparently by middle of next year, their contract's out. And that includes, you know, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, the whole Eastern part of the United States, no matter if you have Allegheny Power or whatever, PJM is the parent company that supplies the electricity and supposedly will have to negotiate to find another electrical company. And apparently with this heat crisis that's going on, this drought, Mr. Global came on the other day and said that it's going to be 10 times your electric bill is going to go up 10 times. If you have a $100 electric bill, it'll be $1,000. And, you know, people's running their air conditioners at top speed. And God only knows, he says that we're going to get electrical bills this month. that's going to be sky high if we are in the JPM grid, and we are. And the exporting of natural gas, the United States is, Trump has now authorized that we export three times what we're exporting now. And so we don't have it. We need it. Why would we export what we need? Why are we killing? Why are they killing the cattle? You know, the data centers are hogging all the water. Lake Mead is at critical lows and only months away from dead pool status, which means the hydroelectric generation at the Hoover Dam is going to stop. I tell you what, the out west right now, it's really in dire straits.
Yes, it is.
And it sounds like it's coming to the eastern part with this electrical grid, the fertilizer issue, the natural gas issue with winter coming, people that rely on natural gas, petroleum, you know, all of the gases that we need. I'm telling you, it sounds like it's coming in like a flood. Everything is happening at once.
I don't know who could afford an electric bill 10 times higher than what it has been. The average bill probably is $230-$240 a month, maybe $250. Mine's higher than that because I run a lot of things here in the office. Mine's average is $250 to $500 a month, and sometimes over that. So I know we can't afford to pay it here. And I don't know who,
The data centers are not what we think they are.
No, they're not. Go ahead.
It's not just the data that they're holding. It's not like your grandma's recipe cards you digitized or the iCloud photos of your cats and dogs, you know, that kind of stuff. It's been there all along and we've been storing that for 20 years. You know, these things are not to store data. They have thousands and thousands of network servers, drives, networking equipment, and they are guarded more so than any federal institution.
And folks, that in itself should sound an alarm. That should really make you concerned. Now, we're heading in a place, if the power bill does go up that much, and I'm convinced that Diana said, as I said, it's probably going to happen. But that could also cut into your way to feed your family. I won't get back to the data centers just in a minute, but I want to share this too. Trump declares national fertilizer burden, says supplies dwindle and global famine looms. I said global famine. Listen, folks, normally I wouldn't give Trump credit for saying good morning. I look outside and see what kind of morning it was before I took his word for it. I don't trust Trump. I didn't trust Biden. I didn't trust Bush. I didn't trust any of them. But Trump, probably the biggest liar I've ever seen in office yet and getting by with it. But anyway, we warned back about this back in March. Now, the White House can't sweep it under the rug any longer. Trump has declared a national emergency over the dwindling supplies of prostrate fertilizer across America, and it's dropping import duties on the prostrates from Morocco to try to fill the gaps. Now, folks, I'm not going to read it all. But, of course, the war in Iran has shut down the Strait of Hormuz, which a lot of the material we need to make the fertilizer comes through. If you can't grow hay to feed cattle, if you don't have fertilizer to feed the crops, it's going to mean a food shortage worldwide. I do believe, Diana, and I don't like this. I hope I'm wrong, but I really don't think so. I think for the first time in America, we're going to go to the store to buy something, and the price is going to go up tremendously. Mm-hmm. But even if you got the money, it's not going to be there. I don't know if you ever knew Lindsay Williams or not. Lindsay Williams?
No.
Okay. He was a pastor and a preacher. He was a pastor, chaplain for the oil companies up in Alaska, whenever they were drilling for oil up there, and they brought him in to try to keep the men somewhat calm and tamed down. So they get a little rowdy. But the insiders that worked up there said, they told him about the oil crisis coming up in the 70s and how it was going to be made up to raise the prices and all this and back the dollar. But he also said, there's a time coming. This has been several years ago now, at least 18 years ago. He says, a time coming, you're going to go in the store with money in your pocket, but there'll be nothing there to buy.
Right.
Now that is scary in itself. But folks, I don't know how y'all are doing financially, but I know with Marsh and I, we're blessed. We're eating good every day, but it's getting tighter every day also. And it gets to the point, even if you had the money, you can't find the groceries to buy. What's going to be the next move for people in this country? and it can't pay the power bills, or the power goes off for whatever reason. The cell phones don't work. The computers don't work. The banks won't run. And as the cell phones quit, people will panic. They're going to start shooting each other. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. You know I'm telling the truth. And the inner cities will not be the place to be at all.
No.
Danny, go ahead and add what you want, and we'll get to data centers.
Well, I absolutely right. I mean, if you can, whatever you can buy today, you need to go buy it. Because tomorrow and next week, it's going to go up. It's not going to go down any. Once they raise that price, it's up. So whatever you can afford, go get it today. And I think, too, it's going to come to the point where you're going to be restricted. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. And that's part of these data centers, is to make sure that they can restrict what you can buy.
I want you to explain that. That's very important.
Yeah, so, you know, that's part of this. Soon there's going to be a government-backed digital currency. And if you try to buy something with that digital currency, and they don't want you to buy more than two packs of toilet paper, one box of ammo, whatever it is, they will control it, and you will never have too much of anything. You will have exactly the amount that they want you to have, because it isn't just digital money. It's the digital ID that's connected to it. And the financial industrial complex, the military industrial complex, and the technical industrial complex are all tied together to control what's coming. If you can get it today, you need to go get it.
Now, folks, she's not being alarmist here. I think anybody who's been alive the last 5 years, as adults, I should say, that have had to buy groceries over the last 5 or 8 years, just the grocery itself, and you've seen how the price went up. When you see how your price went up on your electric bill already, and the other things they have to have to live. Now, back in the 1800s, nobody had electricity, and nobody had grocery stores, so to speak. They raised their own food. They dealt with electricity. They didn't need it. They didn't have it. They weren't used to it, so they never knew it was missing. But on the other hand, now we become so soft and so dependent on other people to feed us and give us electricity and take care of all our needs, our clothes and everything. We've done it for so long, Diana, that we cannot make it on our own any longer. Is that a fair statement?
Well, even those of us who were brought up gardening, you know, it takes a lot of effort.
Oh, yes.
To grow a garden. And if you don't have fertilizer, and you got to have the right kind of soil, the right kind of pH, and what they're putting in the air, and what's in the water. And even the soil that you buy, if you go buy a bag of soil, what's in that? You don't even know. I'm understanding, you know, they got human urine in it. It smells like human urine. You know,
that one's
what are you getting?
That one's probably.
What are you getting? Even those of us that were brought up gardening, it's an effort, because we have become spoiled, and this younger generation don't know anything about it. Very few know anything about gardening. And being able to make it work enough to feed yourself. Can you grow enough of food to feed yourself? You know, and what do you grow? What time of the year? Does anyone
exactly
know that?
Exactly. And not only that, if you do have a garden, if your neighbors know you have it, you may not have it long. Now, I'm not making it up. Environments, your deer and everything else that will eat a garden. So it's not that easy. I used to do it. I mean, I am not physically able any longer at my age to keep up with that anymore. I'm not. I really hate to say that, but it's just a fact. So it is what it is. That's why I bought Strobel Food many years ago, and it's still good. That's why I tell people, we're advertising a program here for Numana Foods. Strobel Foods, to buy now while you can, because those will be going down the pipe too in the very near future. But all this is for real stuff, Diana. We should be paying attention to this, because if you go hungry, I mean, what will you do for food for your children? You end up taking the Mark the Beast, yeah, good chance. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of us buy, you know, in bulk off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've done that many, many times. If I want to buy a case of something, it's just easier for me to get it than to go to the store and try to find you know, 12. Right now, you can't find in Walmart a small can of crushed pineapple. I can't find it anywhere. So I have to get it from Amazon. Well, Amazon is the company that owns the design, the planning, the delivery, and the operation of the global data center infrastructure. Why do you think the government has pushed Amazon? Amazon is in the government. It's complicit, you know, it's in the government, it's in the military operations. And so Amazon is tracking everything you buy already.
Oh, yes.
You know, everything you're buying is already being tracked. And Amazon is the prominent, believe it or not, you would not think that Amazon would be the prominent company that would be controlling so many things. But they provide AI services to the Israeli military, the Ministry of Defense. Surveillance data is all stored on Amazon servers. I can tell you, you know, there's government servers that store Amazon servers are used. And Amazon servers were used to target civilians in Gaza and monitor the Palestinians in the West Bank. And so if you can buy something from mom and pop, if you can go to your local farmers markets and get fresh food and can it, that's the best thing to do. If you can do that.
Yes, I agree. You know, and this is a minor thing, but I don't eat pork because it's not good food for you. It just isn't. And it's caused me some physical problems when I was younger. But nonetheless, I do like ham. And they used to make a product called turkey ham. It was cut to look like a real ham, but made out of turkey. It was very good. It was much better for you than ham. I used to buy those and marsh the bacon just like you would regular hams. That for meals, whatever, but you can't buy me longer. That the turkey population has been almost wiped out in the country. The poultry population, you can't buy those. They're no longer. That's been going for months. I know it's a minor thing, but it's just one thing. I'm noticing now when I order groceries, when I get groceries, a lot of things that I go to get or I order are not available. We have to wait for them to ship later. That's just the way it is. It's coming down to that right now. We're not making this up.
Well, and one thing you might think about is taking an inventory of what you have in your home and then looking at your recipes and think, what could I make with what I have if I didn't have gas to get out to get anything? If my car is so new that they can stop it, and that's another thing I was going to talk about tonight, is they can the new cars, they can stop you from traveling. If they don't want you to go more than 10 miles from your house, your car can be stopped. And so you may not even have gas. You may not have any kind of power. How would you fix the food?
Good point.
You know, would you be able to bake? Can you make tortillas? You know, I just came from Africa, and they taught us how to make a meal the way they make it with no electric. Getting your own wood, fixing it outside, and it took almost a half a day for us to make two small dishes. And the pastor that was with us was sweating in the heat over the open fire as we were trying to make tortillas and cook the meat and put them in there. And this is what they have to do every day. They have to go get their wood, build their fire, and have all, you know, have all of the flour and everything and mix it with the oil with chickens running under their feet, cats running under their feet. And we have no idea how the other half of the world lives.
No, we don't. No, we don't. But we don't. But that's who we are in America any longer. They've done very well to get us to the point we can't feed ourselves. They've done it. And now it's time to close the cage on us. And it's like they catch wild hogs and putting corn in a pile and building a fence around it a little bit at a time. And then finally they go in and get it and close the gate on them. That's happened to us now, people. Just get out of the mode that you're going to make on your own. No problems. It's not going to be that way. But then they go ahead. I do want to get into the data centers. I'm going to break here in about 4 or 5 minutes. But I'm going to get into the data centers and give us information on that I know you have, because this is coming to every state in the country. And they're forcing them on people. Go ahead.
Yeah, everything you do, everything you have, it's all tracking you if it's electronic. Your phone tracks your steps, your geolocation. It can detect sounds and voices around you and recognize who you're with. It can call the police for you if it thinks that you're in an accident. And those of you who have Alexa or Siri, which I do not have, no. I recommend if you have it, you get rid of it. And you can turn off the things on your phone so that your phone is not listening to you and everything that's happening in your home. But all of these devices, you know, I want to go get a vacuum cleaner and it's all technical. And you know, I went to the gym and was getting some towels out of the bin. And the guy came up and said that the towels that I took out of the bin were chipped. And when my card was scanned to get the towels, those towels with the chip in them was assigned to me. And they would know if I put them back in the bin.
Oh, my. And really?
I know. Yeah. And they say that this is in hotels now. Everything has an RFID chip in it. So everything, when you open that door, that key has been assigned to your name with your driver's license. Everything in that room is chipped if you take anything out of it. And so all of these things have these RFID chips and we don't even know it. And they're being tracked. And if it's connected to your driver's license, your ID or anything, you're being watched. Everything is being, that's what these data centers are collecting, everything. And now you have the flock cameras. And the flock cameras can read your license plates. They remember the marks on your car, whether your car has a dent in it. That you can take the license plate off and they still know it's your car. And they can remember the color, the political bumper stickers you have on the back or any kind of bumper stickers. Even without that plate, it knows that that car belongs to you. And every time you pass a flock camera, your car is logged that you were there at that point, at that moment. But it also recognizes your facial, has facial recognition to know who's in the car with you. It has biometric technology to recognize the shape of your ears. And also, you're walking down the street, it has gait recognition, which is the way you walk, how you move. So even if you have a full disguise on, your walk doesn't change. And that's what the gait recognition does. It recognizes your gait.
Really what we're saying is there's nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
In public anyway, nowhere to hide.
And I think this is going to prove who is true Christians and who are not. Because it's going to be recording everything we say. Everything we do. And we're going to have stay holy and pure. Yes.
Amen. Folks, going to break. After the break, we got lines open for phone calls. You have any questions, comments? We're just getting started. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We're talking to Anna Ketterman. And I'm telling you what, folks, this young lady is what she's talking about. No other way.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. I'm talking to Diana Kerman. The phone lines are open at 717-300-1698. And I want to apologize today, Craig, we're carrying the broadcast live with the station now. I didn't know that during the commercials, we go out live in this station. I'm sorry about that, Dave. We didn't say anything wrong, but, you know, I never forgot about it. Anyway, Diana, see, this is how we're on a roll. You're going during the break. I mean, there's so much more to talk about again, the data centers that you're putting in. And I don't think people understand about what that's going to do to the environment around them, the water supply, the electricity supplies, and that's a big part of it. But even what they do to the air quality and the noise around those things are tremendous. People that have homes now close to them, they can't give the homes away. People don't want.
There's a constant humming. You go down into Arlington, Virginia, down near Loudoun County, and they were trying to build one near Clearbrook, Virginia. I used to have a house there, and I lived there for 18 years in that area, and they want to build another one. Well, they were able to fight it off on the first level, but they say that humming down in Loudoun County is a 24-hour constant hum, and it's all night long, and, you know, it's just unbelievable.
That could drive you insane. But, you know, but now this is totally different direction, but the windmills. Have you ever been close to a windmill?
Mm-hmm.
And all you hear, whoosh, whoosh. And that goes on 24/7 also, unless they turn to shut the mill down.
But now they're taking them down.
Yeah, they are taking them down. And the data centers are going to be worse than that. And people, we're not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you the truth. We have set back on our rear ends in this country for so long. Allow this stuff to happen. Let the tyrants rule over us because we got to obey the law. My pastor says so. That ain't what the Bible says at all. But nonetheless, that we may have called, well, if we don't say anything, it'll take away my check. And that's probably true, but you're going to lose it anyway, along with a lot of other things, including your children and grandchildren's future. You tell me what's worth to you. I don't want to get riled up and start preaching, but I get very angry when people are so apathetic that they don't even care about their children's future. Diana, that makes me angry.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they haven't taught, a lot of people have not taught their children to be grateful and thankful for what goes in their mouth, to bless their food, to pray over it. You know, there's just there's such a generation in this country that's just not, they have no idea what it's like to eat rice and beans, to be satisfied, be content with what you have. That's what the Word of God says.
That's right.
And I hate to keep referring back to Africa, but when I ask my children, I have four children there, and I taught 330, what do you want me to get you at the store? The number one thing, a pot for our mom to cook in. The number two thing, a bag of rice and a bag of lentils. You would never hear that from a kid in America.
Oh, no, because no, they don't no.
They don't think about what their parents need. No. They don't think about their family and the food scarcity. That's their number one thing, is the food scarcity. But you know what? It's coming here. And I think that the younger generation that has been used to their monster drinks and used to every whim, everything they want. I've seen parents throw things in the trash that was edible, that because it wasn't the right brand, it wasn't Quaker Oats or it wasn't whatever. And it's just... It's coming. Judgment is coming.
Oh, it is. It is. And we're quite honest with you, it's a parent's fault.
It is.
It's a parent's fault, period. And mm-hmm. and most of the parents were not reared in the country. The generation that follows mine, a lot of them have no idea what we're talking about. They don't really care what we're talking about. And that makes it even worse. Let's take a phone call from Massachusetts. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, come on in.
Oh, thank you very much, Pastor Paul. Diane, I want to give a perspective to what you're talking about because you bring up a lot of brilliant points. Now, I live in Massachusetts. There is a very irreligious spirit in Massachusetts, almost borderline atheist. Now let's pretend we're a fly in the wall in a typical home in the suburbs where people are making money hand over fist. Now when Normie Norm watches TV and he sees, you know, a kid in Ethiopia with a bloated belly, he'll roll his eyes, turn the TV to the sports, you know, get on the cell phone, and then see if he has the season tickets for the Bruins game, or ask his wife, honey, do we have the tickets for that Aruba trip or that trip to Cancun? And how are the kids doing with college, by the way? And if they see a murder in the ghetto where I live in, yeah, they'll roll their eyes. They'll go, nah, too bad, so sad, pass the mustard. In other words, and data sets? Oh, data sets are great, absolutely great. I mean, AI is great. And this is the way Normie Norm thinks. And people like me have no access to that wealth because in a communist or a socialist state, it's all about clout, connections, who you know, and whether you toe the party line, which is Democrat, Communist. It's just that simple. And when you're talking about utility places, I work at a liquid natural gas plant, and my place is a sitting duck, along with other utility places. The officers are not armed, and a lot of places the gates are held by a chain link fence. What do you think of everything I just said, Diane?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, everything you said is correct. And, you know, the thing is, these data centers are definitely guarded. I know a man told just this week that he was going to do a report on the data center in Nevada, and he went around it taking pictures. Next thing he realizes is there's a car that pulls up and is watching him, and he gets in his car and leaves and starts following him. He pulls off, the car pulls across the street, and he's being followed by this car, and then he gets home and four cops shows up, and all he's doing is videotaping the data center and talking about how big it is and that type of thing. He's not doing anything illegal, but that's how much security they have. So there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on that we don't know what's in that data center.
Well, Diane, to add your point, I mean, if somebody takes a picture of our plant, obviously I would report on it. You know, give it to the control center, and they'll do their due diligence. But to follow a person home like that, that's a little too much. Now I'll wrap up the call with this, which is apathy, the Normie Norms, they're going to kill this country. Because Massachusetts is pretty much toast, along with any other blue state. But the blue states are going to be used as the wedge for foreign soldiers to come in here and take over. And these data centers, I believe, are going to play a big role in putting people like us in camps. Thank you very much, Pastor Paul, and thank you very much, Diane, and have a good one.
Good call. Any more comments for Diane before we get another caller?
Well, you know, one of the things I saw this week was a video of this robot, and they were asking the robot about the data center. What is in the data center? He said this is all designed, he said, to celebrate me. It's my playground. I'm going to sip on cool, clean water while you drink brown water.
And the computer said that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
And so it's a robot playground, and the technocrats have said they don't know what these robots are going to do and how they're going to do it. And once they turn them loose on us to cut off our finances, to cut off our cars, to cut off whatever, our food supplies, or to turn over nuclear warfare systems, that's what they're thinking about doing, is turning it over to AI. And this is a demonic force that they're turning everything over to.
And that's very true. AI is demonic. I used to listen to this program, called it a lot. You get on some people's nerves, you used to make fun of him. He was a decent guy. His name was Mick Hooper from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he called in and at the beginning he said, this AI is going to be demonic. But first, I didn't know. I didn't agree or disagree. I just didn't know at the time. And I thought maybe he's a little bit off on that one. But he wasn't. He was right on the money. It is demonic. It absolutely is demonic. And anyone who doesn't believe that, I want to tell you, because you're just not looking, you're not paying attention. It is demonic. And it's going to be so far, we're going to be so wrapped up in it, Diana, that people are going to follow right into the mark of the beast technology. And that's just all there is to it. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, yes.
So anyway,
now behind these flock cameras is a software program called Signal Trace. And this software program, the flock cameras is going to pick up your license plate, your cars, but the Signal Trace software is going to pick up any device in your car and the information from it, like your smartphone, your smartwatches, Bluetooth, which, remember, if you got the vax, you probably have a nanobot in you that can be picked up by Bluetooth. Even your hearing aids. If you have hearing aids, you know, they can adjust your hearing aids from the office now.
That's true.
That hearing aid and anything you're speaking through that can be picked up. Your blood pressure cuff, AirPods, anything in your pocketbook with an RFID chip, which is your credit cards. All of that's going to be picked up by Signal Trace, that it's in your vehicle and it's associated to you. Now, this is called Flock, right? And right. Also, the U.S. Army is creating drones that look like crows. And I would just like to quote the scripture out of Revelation 18:2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage, which is a guard or watch of every unclean and hateful bird. Now we have the flock. That's the bird. Twitter is a bird. Now the U.S. Army is creating crows for drones. And
wow.
It's just interesting.
Wow.
It's every foul spirit, a habitation of devils, which is what this AI is.
I agree. Well, let's go to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah.
No complaints.
I'm watching the fires in Colorado get awful close to family.
I'm sorry, I can't understand. What did you say? I didn't hear that.
I'm watching fires in Colorado.
Okay.
To family and history. Family history. If they go north in the direction of Pueblo, I've got a lot of cousins and I've got an aunt, elderly aunts, and all those people that are right in the line of this thing. So I'm keeping an eye on that. But
why can't people say, why can't people see, especially Christians, Why can't they see the world being judged and America is being judged severely? Why can't they see it? Go ahead, Jan. I'm sorry.
They are. They don't want to because they have to own up to the fact of what they've done themselves. They want to blame someone else. It's the president's fault. It's the Congress's fault. It's this guy's fault or that guy's fault. They don't want to take responsibility for their own mistakes. They don't want to take responsibility for turning their back on God. The only time they want to say the name of Jesus or God is when they want something.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, they're waiting for the rapture anyway. Waiting for the rapture. Anyway, go ahead and finish your statement, Jan. What else did you want to say?
The churches are coming apart. Look at the Catholic Church. This Pope Pius X. That went ahead and ordained those bishops. After it rained, they went right ahead and did it, and now they're all excommunicated, and anyone that was there or anyone that agreed is being excommunicated from the Catholic Church.
Yeah, well, the Satan's plan in the Catholic Church, in my opinion, it was Christian anyway, but the point of it is, it has to divide and conquer. That's why we have so many different denominations, as prophesied in 2 Peter chapter 2, maybe 1 Peter 2, I'll get that backward, that to be divided into heresies, which means denominations. That's why we're seeing this. And Danny, any comments on that?
People do not want to repent. That's the problem. What we see is a direct spinoff of the church, of the hearts of the people. We have these people in charge because this is what's ruling the church in the hearts of the church. And they just will not repent.
Well, repentance means turn around.
Yes.
And change. We don't want to turn around because we've had it too soft for too long.
We Babylon.
We do. And that's a fact. They, even Lot's wife couldn't leave Sodom and Gomorrah. She had to look back. Right. You missed it. Go ahead, Jan. Yeah. Wrap it up. Go ahead.
You say there's places you can turn off Syria, you can turn off this, you can turn off that. They can turn it back on.
Oh, yes.
If you turn it off, when they want it turned on, they can turn it on. How do I know that? Because I was going along one day. I had got Siri came with the car. And it was an older car, but it still came with the car. And I turned it off. I was going along one day, and it turned itself back on and directed my cell phone into the speaker because my phone was ringing.
I know. That's fact. And people say, well, I'll just turn off the cell phone. You turn it off, then do a bit of good. Even now, the dynamic, if I'm wrong with this, correct me, taking the battery out doesn't even stop any longer. Now, is that a fair statement? Am I wrong on that?
Right. And also the smart TVs as well. It's still recording you.
Well, you remember Tex Myers, I'm sure both of you do.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, Tex was on my radio show. It's been a long time ago. I mentioned about TV sets will be monitoring what you say. And he hadn't heard of it. I mean, it's amazing to be Tex something. He was always on top of things. But he hadn't heard of it. But that now it's everywhere. Your TV sets do monitor you. Your phones monitor you. Even your hardline phones monitor you now, people. This is all for real. Anything else very quickly, Jan?
I went to my water company. I got a letter that they wanted to replace whatever that is in those new meters they put in. Uh-huh. And because they want to monitor. They want to monitor or read it from the office.
Oh, yeah, they can do that now. Yes.
Legally, because I called the Iowa Utilities Board to make sure of this. They can turn your water off if you don't let them do it.
Yeah.
That's control. Some people have a little more. West Virginia, come on in. I don't hear Bill. Is he still there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey, there he is. Yes, sir. Come on in.
I lost you there for a second. This is about food. Have you ever...
Okay.
You know, I'm an ingredient reader because I watch what I eat. But I haven't found a thing of cake icing. Most frozen like frozen pizzas and stuff like that. Go to the deli and you'll pick up a loaf of bread and or a cake or whatever. They all at the bottom of the ingredient, about a half an inch below, it'll say contains a bio-engineered ingredient. What is it?
Good question. Good question.
Yeah. It's in. I found it in coffee. You know, nobody ever looks at things. There's not a cake mix or icing out there that doesn't contain it. I've found one yogurt that doesn't contain it, and that's Kroger brand. The rest of the name brands all contain it, you know.
But it doesn't say what it is.
All the soups do now.
It's down below the ingredients.
Yes, all the soups do that have it. And the thing is now there's a law that they don't have to put it on there. So they can put it in there, but they don't have to tell you it's in there.
Well, you know, we're living in a free country. Our 250th birthday, Bill, we should be celebrating. We're the freest country. Now, Trump said this. We're the freest country in the world and most prosperous country in the world. And with the biggest army in the world. We got humiliated by Iran. But anyway, it's no big deal. But this is where we are. And, Bill, that's good info. Anything else?
That's about it. I just, you know. People are better served, you know, while they still got it on the bag, you better look at it because you don't know what you're eating. If it comes from a 3D printer or comes from a lab or.
You really don't. Good call, Bill. Thanks for being there. Appreciate it. Very good call. But, you know, you mentioned a minute ago, I was talking about data centers. Now, folks, I'm going to say something. Some of y'all are going to think it's crazy, but it's really true. There are dead bodies emanating radio signals from the grave. Mm-hmm. Now, Diana, am I saying the truth?
That's true.
So COVID vaccines, this is a different, a little different from data centers, but it's all going the same place. Data centers are going to track you by your COVID vaccines, and I'm telling you the truth.
Well, because this can be picked up with Bluetooth, and that's part of that reading.
Yes, it is. It really is. But
and that's why Trump said whenever...
Still, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's why Trump said whenever the G6 gets here, he can see under your skin.
Uh-huh. I didn't hear that. Good point. But dead people are still putting out signals. People, you're not even a piece in the grave. This is where we are in America.
Don't you think they're putting dead people in the food?
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, we have really perverted people all over the world eating dead children, calling it jerky. We have Pizzagate when they would put dead children pieces or whatever, and they ordered females and males for sex with all kinds of things through this pizza. I mean, folks, this is all real. I wish to goodness I could say I'm wrong about this, and let's all go fishing. But it ain't wrong. It's truth. Brady in Arizona, come on in.
Yeah, good evening, folks. You know, when it comes to these bioengineered foods, I've been on that subject even with Stu Peters about 3-4 years ago during the COVID, and they were doing that. They were putting bioengineered food ingredients and some of that stuff. They were putting the vaccine right in your food. They didn't really want to disclose that, but any way to get you to get that jab, the COVID jab, even through your food, your water supply, the air you breathe, all the nanoparticles that are throughout the atmosphere and all throughout the food we eat, they're vaccinating us through nanotechnology. Getting back to the survival after the grid goes down, people got to prepare. You got to get yourself a good propane cooking stove or a tank you can hook up a 20-gallon tank to, that's like a barbecue. You need to get about 50 pounds of rice. You need about 50 pounds of freeze-dried meat to go along with that rice. And you need a bunch of water containers, specifically like 5-gallon blue jugs. Everybody needs to get that immediately.
And folks, I'm saying this because you need to get some Jane McCannion water fuels offered through the ministry here, because that will clean the mud hole up for you. But you need to get them. You put off all you want to. When you need water and don't have it, you don't live long without it. Go ahead, Brady.
And, you know, the thing is, a good solar light, they have lights that you just, like you would use for your yard. But just get one that you like that you can pick up, and at night that light comes on all the time. At least you got a light source. And my other thing that I recommend, You can power everything, electronics and everything, from your car battery when your vehicle's on. If it's on accessory or if it's running. And that way, you got to have one of those power cords with a whole bunch of adapters. And that's very important. So you can power up your phone, your iPads, your cameras, all your electronics. And you also need just a regular good solar panel. They sell those ones that are 30 watt. And that's at least enough to give you power to power up a small light and a phone. I've been off the grid now for almost 2 years. I live in the Mojave Desert out in the Southwest. And I've been working at it. It's not easy. People are not going to survive. And it's going to be a disaster if they live within the city, but a lot of people outside the city already know how to live when something goes down or the grid goes down. And it's the source of water, food, and light are your three most important things.
Okay, Bray, thanks for calling. Good information. Thank you very much. There used to be an old song about Hank Williams Jr. sung it, "A Country Boy Can't Survive." Well, yeah, I know how to skin a buck and run trot line. I've done all that. But I'm getting too old for that kind of stuff anymore, and I know that. So, folks, prepare yourself. I mean that. If you have, if you want to call any man of food, you call and get the phone number, but get something. You need water filters, call us here at the office. We have them. And, Dana, we're down at the last minute. Tell the folks how they can listen to you and follow you.
You can find me on YouTube under Sound Mind Ministries. You can find me on the web at authordianaketterman.com. You can email me at dianaketterman@gmail.com.
Okay, folks, that email again is dianaketterman@gmail.com. If you want to talk to Diana, do it. She's worth talking to, believe me. She really is. She's just a good, sweet lady to be around. So email her, contact her, see what she's doing and how to follow her. And Diana, thank you so much. Lord willing, I'll see you this weekend again for the last time for a while. But you have a great night, and God bless you for what you do.
God bless you. And I just like to say one more thing. It's more important to get prepared spiritually. And
amen.
We talked about the physical tonight, and that's important, but you need to get your heart right with the Lord.
Amen.
Because any time, this can take us out.
Absolutely. Preparation for leaving this earth is the most important thing anybody can do. Well, Diana, you have a wonderful night, and I'll talk to you soon again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Folks, we do love you, and we're trying to tell you the truth, because we do care. And tomorrow, I mean, I don't want to say to you other than just tell you the truth, because we're here for you. If you need to talk to me, call the office and I'll call you back. That's a promise. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.